Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. We are back. And welcome to AMC Press & Co. with this edition. The edition, well, it's fresh off the presses, such after as I said it, of five. That is edition 452 of AMC Press & Co. That's right, 452. And this episode is sponsored by the solicitation that was left on our answering machine, which was, "We will come and find you," said the Red Llama from the telephone box. In Brisbane, in Australia, who contacted him through the wire to Kanye West's publicity, "We will kill you." Well,
as long as they think
they'll kill us, then the llama asked, "Where can they find us?" Well, our publicist called his publicist and said, "Well, you can find us." And he told him tirelessly, "You can find them at www.itsmyrealist.com/ANC Press and shop for them on Zazzle.com, keyword AMC Press pop-up shop. Their Twitter handles are at AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News. Well, look what a cat finally dragged in. Allison is back.
Yes, now. Really, right now.
Yes.
Really
she's
now.
She's back. Finally, I don't have to. I feel so liberated.
Or not, depending on.
We'll see how tonight's show goes before I am liberated.
depending.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
That's all we have to say over here is welcome back. We've missed you desperately. It's sort of like water. When you don't have it, you go through the sea manager to find it. And we found it.
Right.
And we brought it safely back. So, you have the floor. Go.
Okay, guys. What you do if someone tried to mock you online using social media?
Punch him in the face.
But it's kind of difficult if you're the president of, like, Turkey. I'm not talking about the animal. Just not. Yeah,
oh.
It tends to be...
So what happened?
Why don't you jump in, Red Hood?
Well, apparently what happened is that Turkey has yet to plumb the depths of just how thin-skinned the present Recep Tayyip Erdogan can get, as a seventh grader has now testified for mocking the leader on Facebook, according to the Hürriyet Daily News. The boy was identified as its initials U-R-E, which could stand for You Retarded Educated Motherfucker. But wait, that would be fine. Which makes sense, that given that the boy is only 13 years old.
Yeah, it's kind of going...
Wait a second. 13 years old and you're in 7th grade.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't make sense, motherfucker. That really doesn't make sense. 13 years old and you're in 7th grade? No, 13 years old, you should be... Oh, wait. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, God.
No comment. I retract my statement immediately. Although, it is precise... Yeah, I know. Although it's precise... It isn't precisely what the boy said. It is clear, though, that he is from a household that isn't fond of the litigious prime minister turned president. As the boy's father told Hürriyet, I am not saying what he's done or not or said, but our prosecutors and police should be more interested in dealing with those who put our country to the edge of the division and broke those in our country. Silence from the Hürriyet Gallery or the Almond Gallery. Because of the fact that...
I think... What? I don't know what to think. It's kind of like... It's news to us. Here in the States.
What?
With
but
this situation.
You could represent so many things.
Yes, I know. But also...
You
doesn't help.
E.
But we also have to move on with this topic. Like... I don't know if Turkey is becoming more aware of free.
Let's just see. Shall
it's cracking
we?
Down on critical speech, like critical criticisms.
Well, critical criticisms. But yet, this is right south of the Mediterranean Sea. Okay.
Yes.
The Black Sea is to the north, and the Aegean Sea is to the west.
Yes.
Yet, throughout history, okay, they have the Byzantine Empire, the this is what we learned in, or the bare minimum of what we learned in world history. Okay. Oh. However, the Ottoman Empire for the furniture for some reason. The Anatolia tribes of everything like that. But then you have the Republic of Turkey. But Turkey is such a big state. But
yeah.
It's funny because The man that they speak of looks like he could be the Turkish Hitler. Why? For one, look at his mustache.
If you go on the Hulu and search his name, it'll pull up with a picture of him looking off into the distances and saying, I run the world west. I mean the worldwide interwebs.
Yeah.
But I don't know what exactly they are. Kind of thing.
Right. That tends to make things interesting.
But yet I get mocked by a 7-year-old. Or a 13-year-old in 7th grade.
13-year-old in 7th grade.
Huh.
Definitely. That doesn't bode well for those that are involved.
It doesn't bode well, period.
I know.
I don't know.
Well, it is funny in the fact that, you know, I think that I mean, I think she'll be back in 2 seconds. I think the funny thing is that how do you send the person to jail, right? Okay. How do you send the person to jail for free speech?
I don't know.
Does that make any sense, Johnny?
It don't make any sense whatsoever.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it really doesn't make much sense to... to me at all. Besides the fact that you're a crescent moon and a star and a red flag. It really doesn't make a lot of sense to me. To the other facts. That... you have this kind of thing. This kind of thing where you are I think it's either you're forced this boy faces potential charges under Turkey's often used defamation laws. First will go a more thorough psychological evaluation, which will sound almost like this. Why did you make fun of our Prime Minister? Because I wanted to.
And I
because
am
I'm 13.
Back. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, guys.
Because I'm 13. We're just picturing the psychological evaluation that this boy is going to face.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
And the fact that he's jailed for a subversive poem.
Yes.
Yet
that's not bode well with people.
It doesn't bode well. But yet the more interesting fact of
having, you know, censorship in countries.
Yes.
You know?
Doesn't make
this
things easy.
It doesn't make things easy for a person to get suspended and jailed for speaking their mind.
What?
It gives me, at least, you know, at least all around the world, with the exception of the United States, of which I've been, you know, pseudo visiting for the past 5 years, back and forth from London to this, is that it's interesting. We can say whatever we want in this. They can say whatever they want in this fair United States of America. But everywhere else in the world, fuck off. You know? If you're getting thrown into into jail.
Yeah.
It's wrong. It's wrong. But then we go Obama police interaction.
Yes.
What is happening with our fair president?
How about you, Big Red Hood?
I took the last one.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes.
God.
Why did it get stuck with me? Yes, a presidential task force is encouraging police departments across the nation to be more mindful of their dealings with people with disabilities. I mean, are they going to be kind?
Maybe they're actually wanting to make sure that people are treated fairly.
Said one cop, we need to seize the opportunity to arrest anyone.
Apparently,
my question is,
apparently Red Hood's starting to sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, we need to seize the opportunity, so we're gonna fucking do it again.
Right.
You know. What's more,
hey,
Ruth. What's more is that, you know, the rules shouldn't be limited to just regular people. Based on the disability status and other factors, police should adopt technologies that will help them better serve those with special needs.
I agree.
Well, yes, but in our fair city, and ever since the Eric Garner case, people are suddenly becoming soft. Very, very fucking soft. You know, profiling and discrimination.
Who should be in place?
What do you mean?
It's crazy with what goes on. When people don't get it, that people with disabilities matter. And when the system comes...
According to... according to neurotypical cops, I don't think they matter.
Yeah.
How
they
in
don't
the hell?
Want, they don't want
they,
to
they
be
They don't
merged.
Want to admit it.
Right. I think it goes back to how they're trained, too. Is if they're trained correctly, guess what? They'll be able to better handle situations. And dealing with people who are different.
Right.
Which is not wrong. I kind of would.
It's not wrong.
That's something that everyone wants, to be treated fair, to be treated with respect. Not the,
well,
I'm going to, especially when there has been issues with cops doing things that are uncalled for, too.
Well, yeah.
You can't deny that.
No. I mean, not really. But at the same time. You know, what if a normal person who fakes a disability?
That's...
What are cops supposed to do then?
Yeah. There has to be a way of informing them, but not getting... There has to be something that comes up that should be done. These people could fake disabilities, but there's key... People could have different ways of how they act compared to someone else who's compared to anyone who doesn't.
What do you mean by that?
Where the where people could see different characteristics from people who have who are different and not by choice.
Well, yeah, not by choice, sure.
So, I would take...
But, what would you say?
I say that everyone needs to learn. Is how else
well,
are people
course, everybody
to
needs to learn.
Well, progress.
Everybody needs to learn, and I think what it's now come to is, I think what it's now coming to is now is now people have to be more accepting.
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And not by choice anymore.
It's kind of going, this is what is now becoming the new. It's becoming a new thing. It's becoming what should have been a long time ago. Johnny, what do you think?
Oh, I know we still got a long way to go, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a long way to go, but everyone deserves to be happy. Everyone deserves to be respected. Because how could people, if they're in terrible situations, come to those people if they don't feel comfortable?
Right. Exactly.
It's one thing for people to go, okay, what do you need? And how can we help you? But it's a totally different thing if there's issues. And if people don't know, or don't want to help, or are stuck in their ways, then that means that how could people even go to them if they don't trust them?
Well, very true. And if they didn't trust them, then
that makes things challenging too.
Well, yeah, it tends to make things a lot more challenging. In a number of ways, because ever since like the attack on Eric Garner, you know, one of my favorite podcasts, shout out to This American Life, they did a very interesting two-part episode just 2 weeks ago, covering what cops think and the cop that was being interviewed. Said that he was resisting arrest when everybody could see that he was choking to death. Right. What I don't get is the man is choking to death and says, I can't breathe, and says, I have a disability, and all you see, I guess, is all you see is somebody else. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. Which
Getting
isn't good
this.
Either.
No, it's not.
Which isn't good. It's a rather tough subject too. And
right.
everyone gets away were doing crappy things to people, then what could you do when you're seeing people get tormented and being treated like they don't matter?
Right.
There's a far cry from being treated fairly and getting put into a situation that you shouldn't, or people should have came in and said, this is not right, and this is not how we do things.
Oh, sure. But yet, in all fairness to the,
for me, I have relatives that are cops, and I support them, but I also know that where they're held to a level it's a far cry from what everyone else has to deal with and go through. I support cops, but I don't support when there's actually things that they could have prevented. Cops are bad. Not all cops are bad. Let's just point that out. There's a difference. There's good, and then there's the ones that you just don't really... There's those that you clearly could see are not the best.
No, like the gardener guys.
Yes. Let's not. There's a lot more.
There's a lot more. Like I was saying, or like we were saying, I guess now, Kanye, where the hell have you been?
Or not been.
The internet troll. Yeah, shut up, Bill Horsey. I think it's funny.
Shut up.
The fact that you two, really? And we're the ones shutting you down.
Yes.
It's so funny that the internet is trolling Kanye West to loser.com and redirects it to Kanye West's LinkedIn page. Try it. Yes.
It actually works.
You were amazing.
It works.
And
it actually works. So
it's funny because this guy is nearly 40.
Correct.
Yeah, but he acts like a child.
Of course. But yeah.
Hallie, when I typed it in.
It's kind of funny that his... it's been up and down months for Kanye West. Why? Because he's apologized, and he's being made a mockery of on SNL, and they even mocked him. I think the tirade was just starting when
it got changed.
Really?
What?
As we speak, the loser.com has been changed.
Really?
To what?
Now it redirects you right to Beck's song, Loser.
Oh.
Yep. I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me, you know?
Right. Oh. But they're still doing something that relates to Kanye West and John Paul.
Well, now I think
they're obviously trying to troll Mr. West.
They're successfully trolling this because they have his up until.
It was up until 9 o'clock.
It was up until 9 o'clock, exactly.
Yeah.
Which
means how many people could have seen the site, and kind of nice.
Many hundreds of thousands of people. Hundreds of thousands of people. Yet. You know, because of the fact that he's publicly apologized, but his public apologies are probably the most useless, rampant things of,
I'd like to make a public apology.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'd like to make a public apology to Bruno Mars. I'm sorry, Bruno Mars.
Right.
They're so fucking lame. That's not how you make an apology, by the way.
Right.
I'm sorry, Bruno Mars. Because I think that he has done, I mean, the most outrageous thing. I'm not a fan of him.
Yeah.
But nor is anybody else, because nobody's buzzed music since 2005, and the ones who have, well, they're losers. Sorry. You heard it here first.
Right.
So don't come after us.
Right, it's going Kanye West.
Don't come after
Kanye
us.
West.
Don't you dare come after us.
It's called Kanye West.
I mean,
a silly, silly you
Kanye
are.
Kanye West apologies, right? Right, it's very hard to Kanye West apologizes, right?
Which was really never really an apology either.
Right,
so
exactly.
If you
apologizes, but he apologizes, he went on an apology spree.
Right.
As if the spree, I'm sorry. You know.
Right.
Yeah, he probably doesn't have enough air for.
I'm sorry. Not sorry at all.
I'm a greedy bitch.
I mean,
exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's like, yes, I'm
honestly,
greedy and I like
yeah,
it.
But it's funny because, like, his Twitter was great because he says, I'd like to publicly apologize to Beck. I'm sorry, Beck.
It's called Too Little Too Late, Kanye.
The microphone has just dropped.
It's called, could you please get out of the business? Because there's some people that...
I also want to apologize. And then he got more than an apology on Thursday. I used to hate him, but I really respected what he does as an artist. And then he apologized to Bruno Mars. I used to hate him, but I really respect him what he does as an artist. Isn't that kind of redundant?
Yeah, it is. I'm really sure that this is probably done by his publicist and his PR team, because he announced days later his album on Twitter. You can't have no hate for that. You know, Yes, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Album. And make sure Kim Kardashian has all the money in the world. Yeah. Not
for the baby. His name is by Northwest.
It would really be a... What if... It's almost like, what if Kim Kardashian and the family lost all their money? Then who's gonna... Then where are they gonna end up?
I don't know.
But yet, nor do I care. Nor do I particularly care.
We at AGMS don't care. We're a responsible satire news network. We don't care. We could say, I'm sorry, Mama. I never meant to hurt you. But tonight,
or
I'm cleaning up my... Wait, I'm cleaning out your closet.
Shut up.
The fuck you. You fucking shut
up.
Screw off. What?
Shut up.
No. We won't shut up.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Yeah, take that, you fucking jerk. You fucking wanker. Anyway. Valentine's Day, anyone?
Or Valentine's Day screw up?
Or Valentine's Day screw up? Reportedly, we got this out of Portland, Oregon. A woman is suing a restaurant for ruining a Valentine's Day and seeks $100,000 in damages.
Wow.
$100,000 in damages? But if we only could get $100,000 in damages
in, or a donation
for a date night that was going awry. Apparently, Envious Date Cafe in Northeast Alberta is suing Envious Cafe Italiano in Northeast Alberta for rude service. And the article said that Miss Kathleen Hampton, who is representing herself, had made the reservation for two, but her husband was still cooking from lunch and decided not to go. Miss Hampton went anyway and claims that she was forced to wait while couples who arrived after her were seated first. Okay.
Right.
You can let that go. But once she did get a table, she said she was ignored. Then she told the waitress she was ready for her order, but the waitress replied that she would not be taking her order and that Hand in Hand would leave the restaurant and give up the table. Weird.
Okay. It's called...
Shit Happens?
But yet...
I mean, when I think the point that... What?
Wouldn't it be called Shit Happens?
Yeah, it would be called Shit Happens, but it would also be called I Don't Give Up Easily, I Want My Italian, and if I don't get my Italian, I'm going to sue.
Yeah,
but yet, she said that this is the final straw. You know, I've never heard of a food place not having to go.
Okay. Interesting.
And then the restaurant owner, Enzo, said that she made the reservation for two, and when she got that, then, all right, just beside myself at the bar. And the other single diners on Valentine's Day. It is very busy, and we all know that she got up from the table without pain after she drank two glasses of wine. Bullshit. Hampton is in the lawsuit, and she said she's so devastated she cried for a day, and also demanded a public apology from the local media and to make sure that all business owners in Northeast Nebraska know we are serious about our community. Well,
interesting.
All we can say, at least for this episode, is that we hope that she actually gets compensation for her Valentine's Day, and her Valentine's Day isn't ruined.
Or she could get, or they could apologize and let it be done. And go on and just move on from this.
I would be curious if the person, you know, said, here's $100,000 for the two cases of wine to fuck off.
Right.
Kind of thing. You know.
Going, leave us be now. Please get out.
Leave us be, get the fuck out.
It's like, please and thank you. Bye-bye. It's the SNL.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. I mean, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, you did this, and yes, you got it. So, guess what? It's called bye-bye. Bye. That seems to work out well for all parties involved.
Right. Bye-bye now. No, seriously.
It's like don't let your ass hit you on the way out.
Bye-bye now.
Word.
Or just bye-bye.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Or please. Or we appreciate your service, but please.
But
we don't need it.
But it's how many times can you say bye-bye? And in what languages can you say goodbye in?
Right.
Can you talk? You know. I'll be to say.
I just think. Mm-hmm. It's almost like don't let your. The. It's almost. It's the point
don't,
of going.
Don't let the door hit you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let the door hit you.
Yeah.
On way out.
Yeah.
Hasta la vista. Despedida. Adios.
Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Hasta luego. Hasta ahora. Au revoir. Adieu. Bindo. Dimen. Arrivederci. Adios. Ciao. Buenos Aires. Buenas noches. You know, pa.
It was the point of which it's almost like for them they're like, no. It's almost like uh-huh. Going for them going, do I really want this or do I really not want this?
Right.
Which one do we
you
want?
Know,
yeah, that make things interesting.
You know? The easiest one would be Bubble! Which is goodbye in German. Oh, sorry. Goodbye in Norwegian. Bubble!
Right.
But, yes, it's father for that. Because, in terms of, we have to get out of here. Which can't spend all night in the newsroom. If we do, we'll go probably go news crazy, and then you'll hear Blitzkrieg from us. Well, we wanted to say that this episode was produced by AMC Press & Co. Our sound wizard is Johnny Duvall. Our drivers are asleep. Our intern is still awake and breathing. His intern is Frozen Rice. Frozen Rice's intern is Kanye Bust. Kanye Bust is Kimmel Jabble. Kimmel Jabble is crappy music, and crappy music assistant is broke ass dead. Take your broke ass home. Yeah, however,
you ain't got no money.
Broke
ass home.
Ain't I got no money to take your broke ass home? You ain't got no money to take your broke ass home. Oh, exactly. So, as long as I'm in this flow, let's see. Our show is produced by speaking into iPhones or any fucking phones whatsoever. News for Kanye fans. Go the fuck home. We be hating.
Or listen to better music.
Get some education on who.
Get a fucking education on who Paul McCartney is. Okay?
If you don't know who Paul McCartney is, I'm done.
Exactly. Do you even know who Paul McCartney is? He's not new. There's a fucking hint. Honestly, we've dropped the mic.
It's called We Gotta Go.
It's called We Gotta Go. We dropped the mic. And this concludes our show for tonight. And with that, tune in on tomorrow for more satire. Same satire time, same satire place, and same satire podcast from all of us, all of you. Good night until tomorrow.
Yes.
And have a pleasant
and
tomorrow.
Be careful not to bust the mic.
Yes. Or listen to shitty music.
Right.
Either one.
Good night, have a pleasant tomorrow.
Either one.
And we're going to let you go. Bye.
Good night. And this concludes our episode for